Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, because we are the children of the world. God bless you tonight. I want to say to you tonight that every door that closed will be opened up. And I want you to get ready because I want to talk about curses and hexes and spells tonight. And some of the spells act, I'm going to tell you how they act up. I'm going to tell you who, what happened. But tonight, every letter, every telephone call, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, our SCLC, Marcus Garvey movement, Malcolm X movement, and Dr. Martin Luther King movement, along with Bishop Turner, we asked them for the free Larry Hoover and Jeff Ford, the political prison, been in jail for life, and they didn't do nothing to be in there for life. So 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, we asked them brothers to be free. Call me if you want to jump to the committee. 515-605-9890. I'm going to get some leaflets out to you. Larry Hoover, Free Jeff Ford Movement, SCLC, Dr. Martin Luther King Movement. We're going to be doing that every night until we can get them brothers moved where they at to something else. Join in of the power of the people is strong. I want to say to you tonight, I was talking to the lady I think she's Baltimore, Maryland. She had a curse put on her. We took the curse off over there. Some of you got curses, hexes put on you, don't even know it's on you. We want to take back what the devil stole, and I want to let you know that once it released, one lady began to vomit. Another man, he began, his bowels just moved. It was so stinking. The lady, she didn't know what was happening to her, and I told her what was happening. So I want to say tonight, moving curses and hexes, and some of you so far under the curse and hexes, you don't believe it can happen to you. I'm going to talk about some of the symptoms that you know that you've been messed up. Some of you been messed up a long time, okay? Sometimes, Patty, your mother, and sometimes your friend, you got you messed up. And then it falls on your children, okay? Sometimes it falls on your children. So we're going to talk about a lot of things, but I want to say to you tonight, if you got a need, plant a seed. Now, I want to say to you tonight before I get into the curses and the hexes. The financial covenant, God's financial covenant, will cover you with the finance that you need. And I want to say that to you. I believe if you seed, yes, seed, harvest is to use the word big. I've been seeding. Well, I'm going to tell you tonight, the Spirit just told me to drop something in the mail to you. And this right here is saying that God will take care of you. Matthew 6:33, care of you. I want you to get ready tonight for a divine blessing tonight. Those have called, and some of them so caught up. If you're so caught up after the dollar, or you worry about what somebody else is doing, and the devil slowly taking you out, okay? The Bible says, friend, not thyself, the evildoers, they'll soon be cut down, okay? Now, I want the spirit of Master Musa. I want the spirit of Master Musa, every time I send out, I want his spirit to be with you, because that's a financial blessing, okay? And once it comes, it's going to come quick, fast, in a hurry. Now, some of the curses tell you who got the curse on them and tell you how to get it off of you, okay? That's about the curse. But I want to tell you, you can't be God-given. I want to play that tonight. And I'm going to tell you about the curses and hexes, yeah? The curses and the hexes. Some of you got curses on you. You don't know how to get off, because the preacher don't know how to get it off of you, because he got a curse on him. A lot of them got curses on them because of not doing the right thing. First, I want you to make a commitment to see to this ministry. That's thusseedabrahamyellowstate.com, or you can go to your mailbox, Post Office Box 289097. Chicago, Illinois, 60628. Now, I want you to seed the Spirit telling me. The Spirit tell me that if you seed the money and you seed with a gift of God, I'm giving this to the ministry. I'm giving this where Bishop can go a little bit further. I'm giving this for a radio broadcast, a TV broadcast, whatever you do. But what I'm saying to you, as you seed, a door open for you. Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. And I just put down, and I want you to set up H2O. Now, I want you to set up some H2O. If you don't know what that is, call me after the show, I'll tell you. Now, what I'm telling you tonight, I'm getting ready to talk about curses and hexes. Some of you don't want to hear it because you're under a curse. You're under a hex. You're under a spell. You might call it a love spell. I'm going to call it a spell, but I'm going to read to you what it said about spell. But I want to get something to the mail. Everyone tonight. I want to mail you something. If I don't have your address, get it to me, because I want to mail this to you. I got it in my hand. And this is what it says. God will take care of you, Master Musa. All is well. Trillion flow. Okay. This said money magic. This one said big money. This one said accept a financial blessing. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5, 6, 7. I'm going to get it to you. Once you put it in your hand, good God Almighty, glory. Once it's touched your hand, your financial problem is over. Let me say it again. Once you get it, it's going to open some doors for you because it's the spirit of Master Musa with it. Exodus 14:14. I got one. Whatever scripture you get on what I send you, and I got to go through the mail. It's got to go through the mail. It got to go through the mail for the work. Y'all believe what I'm saying? The scripture said, let you touch it, pray over it, and send it to them. And once it get in your hand, woo, things can happen quick, fast, and early. And I want to tell you tonight, you can't beat God giving. Whatever you give, he's going to give more. Help, wise. And I want to pray tonight for your financial situation, tax time. And I was talking to Sister Lisa, is doing tax. And she was giving me, I had a number, that she's doing taxes. People in Florida, people in Illinois, people in Wisconsin, Mississippi, Dallas, Houston, just call her and she can get your tax in and she's going to get you some money back. She's going to show you how to do it. And don't forget Bright Star up in Minnesota doing COVID therapy healing. People got breast cancer. People got cancer at the womb. People got cancer in the butt. People got cancer, brain cancer. She's healing them. And I want to tell you, Sister Walker got the sea moss and the different herbs, the healing herbs. And Sister Delta over in Indiana, in Cherville, Indiana, can get your loan. And the money that you're going to get, you got to have somebody to know how to handle the money. And well, you can sit down, it'll work for you. I share. That'll happen. But I want to go to you tonight, and I want to tell you, you've got to give God your time, your money, your service. Good God. You know, I just got, when I sit down, Bishop C.H. Mason came in the room, and he said, Bishop, you got to pray for them folks. Bishop, them folks need prayer because they're in a scandalous situation. Now, he's talking about y'all. And it's people that are going to download this. They're in a scandalous situation. But I want to tell you, you can't beat God giving. If you give God your time, your money, give him your all in all, he's going to give back to you 100%. You can't beat him giving. Father God, somebody need to give their time. Somebody need to repent tonight. Say them, God, I rebuke you. You can't beat God giving your help, your strength, whatever you need. I hear somebody saying, you can get the home. You can get the car. Your finance is going to come up. If you keep on giving, God will keep giving back to you. Praise God. I'm praying for your healing tonight. I'm praying for people to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. I'm praying for you, Sister Wayne. Mother Francis, I'm praying for you. Mother Reverend May, I'm praying for you. Nurse Reverend May. I'm praying for you, Sister Tanya Scott, Dr. Gibson. I'm praying for you. And your father come into Q and said, pray for my two daughters. Keep them before God, Bishop, because both of them are going to be rich. I'm praying tonight God going to do it for you. I'm praying for you, Brother Jeff. I'm praying for you, Brother Marvin. Sister Sherry up in St. Paul, I got your letter. God bless you. Sherry down in Monroe and Sherry in Ruchkin, Nurse Sherry. Henrietta stopped by, told me to tell you to be encouraged. I want to tell you, Brother Frank, Bishop Frank, it's going to be all right. You can't be God-given tonight. Mary Hawkins, you can't be God-given. Curse come off of you today. Sometime you got to let go. Sometime the curse been on you. I want to tell you, sometimes it ain't your fault. It's just people doing evil. Father God, touch, heal, and deliver right now. I'm praying for you and you tonight. I feel motivated that God got a blessing for you with your name on it. God got a door, good God Almighty, for you. You can't stop loving God. You said, Bishop, what I got to give? You got to give God your undivided attention, not your husband, not your children. Your children will put you in the old folks' home. Your husband will leave you, or your wife will leave you. But God is going to keep on giving you love and attention. That's what God's going to do. We're going to talk about curses and hexes tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Whitney Houston and the Georgia Mass Choir.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry.
I want to tell you for your healing. Mother Bass and family, Miriam, I'm praying for you. Adrian, I'm praying for you. Divine healing tonight. In the name of the Almighty God, the universal God, the creator of everything, we ask you for a healing spirit. There, Raphael, standing for deliverance, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Whatever you need, God have already put it in you. Whatever you want, it's there, but you got to know how to get it. You have to know that whatever you need, yes, somebody said, bitch, I want to be rich. You're already rich, but God's going to give you the finance that you need. He's going to give you the breakthrough that you need. God have already signed an angel to you. Exodus 23 and 20, when that angel come to you, don't fight him, because he's going to fight your battle. Whatever you need, God got. What you want, God got. Whatever you've been going through, get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for 2022 to be a breakthrough for you. And I want to tell you, St. Luke 8 and 22, Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. I want you to set up some H2O. You don't know what that is. The Spirit told me to just say, set up H2O by your bedside. When you set that H2O up, that H2O, set it not in no plastic cup. Set it in glass. Thank you, kind spirit. And I want you, Mary, to set up three. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. H2O. Thank you. I want to invoke the spirit of Master Musa for your financial breakthrough for 2020. I want to invoke his spirit. Exodus 14:14. Let God fight your battle. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance thing hope for evidence thing not see. You get a good report. I know that God's going to do something special, because you can't beat him giving. You can't beat him blessing. I want to stand now with the angels, with all the prophets, with you tonight, to claim your healing, to move every witchcraft, every magic spell. You didn't even know what it was. You thought it was love. You thought it was being kind. And the devil had you in his grip. The devil had you, and you under his spell, or you under her spell. But tonight, by the Holy Spirit, we're going to move that spell. Psalm 37, 35, Psalm 119. I'm moving tonight curses and hexes. And I'm moving it through the power of the Almighty God. St. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God. What he's saying, if you got your Bible, St. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom, the way of God. Understand the way of God. Understand that you're a God woman. You're a God man. And you don't have to put up with lies on top of lies. You ain't got to put up with people lying to you and you accepting it because they got you under their spell. And I want you to come out under that spell tonight to move to the next level. I say. And once you move to that next level, breaking curses and hexes. Breaking curses and hexes. The curse of witchcraft, the curse of magic, jinx, cross up, blood tie. And some of you, they got your hair tied up. They got you all messed up. You don't know why you messed up. And you hollering, they messed up. What you going to do about it? If you fix, what you going to do? If the preacher can't untie you, you got to go to God. And if you don't know God, you can't go to God. Say, did I marry the right woman, God? Did I marry the right man? If you're unequal yoke, the man gonna be somewhere else, the woman to be somewhere else. But if God put that man with you, that man gonna do for you. Proverbs 8:17, I love them that love me, them that seek me shall find me. But if you're under a spell, if you're under magic, you don't know, you can't see. Because you all crossed up, baby. You all missing. You got a Greyhound ticket. You at the O'Hare Airport. You got a bus ticket. You're down in Atlanta at the Atlanta International Airport. You got a plane ticket. You at the Greyhound bus station. You got a ticket at the bus, and you're going to the train station. You all messed up. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. But I curse every evil spirit. See, each spirit carries a spell. It carries a spell of sickness, and that a homosexual or demon carries a stinking spirit. You can't stay in the room. I was praying for a lady, and I rebuked that demon. She went to vomiting, and people had to get out the room. It was so bad because that demon had set up shop in her belly. Sometimes you get it through a sexual transmission. Sometimes you get it through what you eat. Sometimes the person that you think with you and got your hair, got your underclothes, and got you all crossed up and you don't know it. Who got your underclothes? One lady said she had some underclothes. You went in her drawer, and all the seat was cut out of them. Oh, I'm talking about witchcraft and magic tonight. And one man said he went, bought a new pack of BBDs. When he got in, they wasn't there. Fish, where they was at? And he said ever since they were missing, he stayed sick. Told him what to do. Now, I want to ask the question tonight. Set up your H2O in a glass. But I want to tell you, some of you, you cry, don't know why you cry. Some of you have a heart mumble. Some of your bowels is stopped up and ain't no pill. It's that magic curse on you. You don't know where it comes from. I say. But see, some people get angry, tell them they fixed, they messed up. My grandmother used to tell me, you see that girl, she fixed. See that man, he fixed. The man got his hand, walked behind the woman. The woman walked behind the man. You under a demonic spell. Revelation 12:7. Michael and his angels fought the devil. Now, you got to fight the devil on the earth realm. We're in the earth realm. You got to fight the devil. The devil of dope, alcohol, drugs, and all that. I'm going to give you a scripture tonight to help you out. Now, get your pencil. I'm going to do it quick, fast. 41:19:19-30. 81:38, 15:28, 30:30, 44:34, and 34. I want you to get ready. And this is all breaking curses and hexes tonight. This is going, you might dream crazy because I'm putting something out there to turn that witch around, that warlock that's around. I'm not going to prophesy to you tonight because you might scare you. But lots of you, I'm looking tonight, it's under a curse. The lady in Detroit, you're under curse. The lady in New York, I see you under curse. Lady in California, under curse. One in Birmingham, Alabama, you're under curse. One that's in Dallas, Texas, you're under curse. Now, when I say you're under a curse, you've been messed up. And some of you have been raped, didn't know you was raped. Now, let me tell you, men can rape women, and women can rape men, okay? Some of the women that fixed up for men, their stomach all swole, and some of the women, the man done messed up. He done dressed his penis for you, and you all messed up on the inside of your womb. And you're like a walking graveyard on the inside of your womb. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You think, what happened to me? You can go to any doctor in the world. The doctors ain't going to say you got to go to Dr. Jesus. You got to go to the root man. You got to go to somebody who knows spiritual work. I say. So some of you messed up and crossed up. I don't care how good you look, how much money you got, because money can't get to you. You got to go to the Creator, the God of the universe, to break that curse that had come on you. Sometimes it come at late at night. Sometimes it come early in the morning. Sometimes you can't breathe because it be on you. Sometimes they'll send it to you. Sometimes jealousy. A woman will send it. A man will send it. Jealous of your job. Jealous of your children. I'm talking about breaking curses and hexes tonight. And I'm talking about when you break that curse, when you break that hex, you might urinate. You break that hex, you might have to feces back and forth. And sometimes come out of your mouth, out of your backside, and that swelling will go down. I see some people that crossed up tonight. I'm talking to this lady in Las Vegas. I see where you, that's when your ankle swollen. And the doctor told you got high blood. You know, that's, you've been buried. Some of you have been carried to the cemetery. Some of you have been fixed. And I want to unblock you tonight. I told a young man, I said, the reason you can't get no weight, the woman ran a string around her body with that man's name on it. Told the mother, I said, get all the pistols out of the house, and I'm going to tell him where to go. The lady went to sleep. He looked under her underclothes. That was a black ribbon with his name on it in red. He ripped it off and hit her side of the head, and I told him, don't hit her. Because she's doing what somebody told her to do. Some of you tonight, as I speak, is under a deep demonic curse. And it's stopping your finance. It's messing with your health. It's messing with your growth. And you say, oh, she loved me. He loved me. The old folks say, if you love me, well, you treat me like you treat me. Well, he give you $2 or $3. It ain't about the dollar. It's about being a free man, being a free woman. You know, when a man find a woman, he find a good thing. You ain't got to do nothing to her. When a woman find a man, she find a ruby. You ain't got to feed him and pee in the food and give to him and wear the steaks and on your period and all that stuff that you do. You ain't got to do none of that. If God gave you that man, he going to be with God. Gave you that woman. You ain't got to beat her. You ain't got to fix her. Because if she's supposed to be with you, she's going to be with you. Now, some of them men got 2 or 3 different women and got you so blind you can't see. Some of them women got 2 or 3 different men. They hooking on the side. You don't even know because you're so blind they got you in the blind. But tonight I want you to wake up out of your nightmare. Wake up out of your dream. Wake up out of the deaf spirit that's holding you down. You know, one lady called me and she said, Bishop, it's a knot rise up in my stomach every night at 3:00. I told her what to do. The knot ain't rose up no more. And I want to tell you tonight, I say our ancestors. Some of you got spells on you. You don't want to accept it. You think it's love. I'm trying to break the hope. Let me tell you, when somebody puts something on you, it got to be somebody to take it off. See, when they go to the cemetery with you, it got to be somebody's spirit that can speak to that and go to Gabriel, go to the cemetery and loose that hope, Lord, right? Loose that curse. And I want to, some of you think it's love when it's a curse. Now, what I'm saying tonight, I don't care. I done got married. If that's your soulmate or that's your mate that can fix you up. If If that's your soulmate, she done fix you. Tonight I'm talking about breaking curses and hexes. By the name of the Almighty God, the God of the universe, God of the water, God of the wind, God of the tornado, God of all the elements, I break that curse. I loose it right now in the name of the Almighty God. The God is the creator of everything. Touch right now. Move that evil spirit. We take back all that the devil has stolen. Some people get a curse on them. They die. I know a man that killed about 5 women. The women didn't even know they was under a curse. About 5, and they just died. He didn't do nothing to me. He had to put them under a spell. They were so in love. He got the insurance policy. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Then we got some white demons. They'll kill you. They'll shoot you. They'll bury you. They'll poison you. I'm talking about people working witchcraft, working warlocks, working on you, where you can't get no peace day and night. You can't get no peace. You stay under the gun. That's witchcraft on you. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Genesis 22, verse 1 and 14. And St. Matthew 6:33. Seek first. That really means tonight. Means that you seek God for guidance. You can't do it by yourself. You cannot take the hex off of you. And some of you have been had it on for a year, 2-3 years, and you're supposed to have been dead. But because somebody from the spirit world watched over you and kept you where you at today, I'm trying to carry you to another level, I said. And the spirit realm trying to tell you where you can break that curse off of you. Some people, I was talking to a lady today, and this lady's stomach was swollen, and the doctor told me she had a tumor. And she went to 3 hospitals. They didn't see no woman. You have been fed something, you got a curse in you. And her grandmother is 92 years old. So that bishop told you right, baby. You got a demon in you and been tricking you to drive you crazy. And I talked to the grandmother. And the grandmother carried her through the cemetery. When she got to the cemetery, her bowels, all through the cemetery, her bowels run off all the way out to the end of the cemetery. It was stinking behind her, but her stomach had went down. But that 90-year-old woman had to care because I wasn't going to go down south and care. I'm going to tell her what to do. Now, I'm telling you tonight. I'm going to tell you what to do. I ain't going to come and tell you. If you don't obey what I said, let that demon stay on you. Let that spirit stay on you. You'll never be successful. Whatever you do, the devil take it. If when you be like that, your family are not with you. Your children turn against you. And you all out there by yourself. But if you got God, you don't worry about being by yourself. Because he's going to send the angel Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and all the archangels with you. You're going to feel the presence of the Almighty God. You're going to feel the presence of being healed. You're going to feel the presence of breakthrough. Now, I'm going to take a few questions tonight because I'm talking about the curses. It ain't nothing new. It's old stuff. It's old demon. I was talking to Bright Star, and she was saying how the demon was fighting her. And she had to go to around up in Canada to a body of water in order to run them demons. Talking to a young lady in Las Vegas, I told her where the witches and warlocks was at. She's a bitch. I didn't know that's where they at. But what I'm telling you tonight, it's time for you to experience the power and the love of the Almighty God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in it is in another perish, but have everlasting life. See, Abraham gave, David gave, Solomon gave, Daniel gave to God. When you got a need, you plant a seed and be serious about your breakthrough. See, because it's been put on you for you to not to grow. And I was telling a girl tonight, and she's a bishop, everybody in my family is gone. I said, yeah, they're gone because they all was under the demonic curse. Now, they all was under a curse. Their grandmother came back and told them what they have to do. Sometimes that curse be so deep on you that you can't break it by yourself. Dope, alcohol, some of you going to, I need a Tylenol. That's a curse. If you can't do it by yourself, if you can't pray, something wrong. If you got a little headache, you got to go get Tylenol. If you feel like your feet are, you got to run to the doctor. Look, back in the day when I was coming up, wasn't no doctor. My grandma was the doctor. She was the midwife and the doctor. You couldn't go to no hospital. You stump your throat. I got to go to the hospital. I got this. I got to go to the hospital. That's the devil working on you. You go to the hospital. I know one lady, she went to the hospital, but she had asthma. They told her, you got COVID. She cut some folks out. I ain't got no COVID. I just took it. Said, let me get up out of here. Y'all full of bullshit. And she left the hospital. See what I'm saying? What I'm telling you, you got to let go tonight and let God and stop pending on people and pin on your power, your inner power, to break the curse to him. When you break the curse, the man going to want to race. If you break it, he going to die. If the woman that put it on you, when you break it, she going to die. Graveyard die. See, when you begin to stand up, the man that you say, oh, this is my husband, this is my boyfriend, he don't want to come around you because you already, the spirit already whooping him or her. That's what happened. Okay, I'm going to you, 38. I'm going to you right now. See your hand up. I'll shake. Now, your hand up, 38, 31, your hand up. What you want to ask?
I wanted to say the scriptures you gave me, you said verse. You didn't say, huh?
Talk a little loud. I don't want to hear you.
You didn't give me no scriptures. You say a verse. You gave about two verses. You didn't give me no Psalm.
I can't all hear you. You say you want some scripture.
Yeah, you didn't give me that. You gave me a verse. You say verse. You gave me
okay,
two verses.
I want you to read. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this. Deuteronomy 28 and 7. Okay. Now, what you're fighting the spirit. Okay. The spell that was put on you when you was very young. Okay. Now, if your bowels begin to run off, you sit on the toilet till they all come out. Whatever happens, if you started belching, drank you some H2O, and did it because it's coming out. I want you to set a glass of H2O up. Okay. And
okay,
this is where I want you to read
right
over that H2O. Hebrew 11 and 1, Psalms 27, Psalms 35 and 37. Let me tell you again. Hebrew 11 and 1. Psalms 27, Psalms 35, and Psalm 37. And I want
okay,
to put
you
a pinch of salt in that H2O. Stir it up.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to drink it. If you drink it, you got to be close around the toilet because something's going to come out of you.
Okay.
I just want you to know that. And this has been did a long time ago, but it's already broke. It's already broke.
When you want me to drink the water?
All that's what you've been having, it's been that witchcraft coming off of you. Thank you, kind spirit.
Okay.
Okay.
When you want me to drink the water?
Now, young lady, I see you. 19. I want you to read a husband that you got a divorce from. Okay. Him and the woman both here comes in. I want to read Exodus 14:14. Set a glass of water up. Just make sure. I want you to read over that water. Exodus 14:14. And I want you to read Exodus 23:20. Now, did some to you because of jealousy, okay? And I want you to set one glass, I want you to set two glasses of water up. Thank you. I want you to put salt in both of them. Okay. I know you don't know who did it, but that's who did it. Now, when you set them two glasses of water up, I want you to make sure you throw it outside, not inside. Go outside, throw it out your back door or your front door. If you ain't got no back door, throw it where it hit the ground. But I want you to put three spoons of salt in each one of them, okay? That's going to break that curse that woman, that man did. That's why you got a divorce. That's why you stayed sick for a year, okay? But I'm telling you tonight, as I pray, I've seen you in the spirit. And some more so than that, after you do that, you're going to feel a relief, okay? I say. Now, I'm talking about breaking curses next to y'all, and I'm telling you, we talk about taking back what the devil has did to some of you, and the devil tried to take you out, and you didn't even know it. Thank you, kind spirit. Breaking curses and exes to this right here. A divine, I'm praying, Mother Bass, for divine healing tonight. And Mother Bass, Timothy 2:1-7. You ain't got to fear. You ain't not going to die. Hebrews 4:12-14. And Mother Bass, all is well. Let me tell you, Mother Bass, surgery wasn't did properly. But as I pray tonight, God's going to heal that. Your husband in the spirit world, he come and sit by your bedside. He say he ain't ready for you to go nowhere, so you don't worry about that. And he's going to bless you, I say. Miriam, he say you're doing a good job, but don't lose your patience. Stay focused. Thank you. And tell your sister to work on her stomach and her thighs because she needs some work done. Breaking curses and hexes tonight. There's a hex that will make you stay sick, and you stay it look cloudy around you. There's a hex, and I want to tell you, Mother Egypt. I want to tell you, Revelation 13, and I want to tell you, there's something being sent to you. Matthew 5:10, something being sent to you because of jealousy. But I want to tell you, set your H2 up, H2O up, and let God work with you. Quick, fast, we bound every devil, every demon, every witchcraft spirit. And I want to say, don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he want to take care of you. Thank you. Anybody else? Oh, I see one more hanging up. Okay, hold up. Oh, Brother John, God bless you. I want you to read Brother John 41:06. That's why you lost the house, because you had a drinking spirit. It was something they gave you that turned you alcoholic. You're just coming back. You call me because I got something for you to drink to stop that taste of alcohol that's put on you. Thank you, Spirit. Okay. And I want to tell you, Brother Joe, it was something put on you to make you drink. I want to tell you that. Where you never have a relationship with a woman, talk to you, Brother Joe, with something put down to keep you drinking and keep you, and this would be it by a woman, she ain't with you now, but a woman used to come to your house, but she had something in a jar or something of yours she carried to the cemetery and turn it down for you to keep drinking where no female stay with you. After a year, they break up. Okay. After a year, okay, I just want to tell you that. I'm talking about breaking curses and hexes. And let me tell you something. And then, thank you, kind spirit, that it was set up for you not to hold a job, but set up for you not to be able to be happy. I'm talking to you, Joe. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to tell you that's, let me give you a scripture to read. The 27th number of Psalms, I want you to set a glass of water up. Okay. I want you to put some salt in it. Okay. And some turpentine. Listen to me. I want you to anoint your feet and anoint your hands. And when you go to that job, care a little and wipe your desk off and watch what happens. I say. Thank you. Brother Kenneth from Birmingham, Alabama. Brother Kim, I want to tell you, now, the reason you fighting so hard is because you left that woman and them children and went to that other woman. Now, didn't nobody put the curse on you. You cursed yourself, okay? So, now, what I'm saying to you, you got to repent. And that's why the kids don't mess with you. Because of something that was did by the woman that got you from your wife. I'll leave that alone. I'll read Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 and 3. Breaking curses and exes. Some of you got curses on you that's been on you for a long time. You don't know why it got on you. Sometimes it ain't your husband that brings you. That's his woman. Sometimes it ain't the man that brings you. It's the man woman that put it on you. I say. So that curse be on you. You said, why? Now, I'm telling you, you can, for yourself, once you started doing this stuff, it's going to get off of you. And let me tell you something. Somebody been having in their shoulder blade, and I want you to read Matthew 5 and 10. And the Spirit say, Genesis 17, the first 5 verses. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, I want everybody listening tonight to set H2O up. Now, I didn't tell everybody what to do with them. When you call me, I'm going to tell you what to do. I want to tell you, thank you, kind spirit. We're talking about breaking curses and hexes and talking about Israel. And sometimes the preacher in the church, he got a hex on him. I had a preacher come to me. The woman had him so tied up, he couldn't do his sermon. Okay? Tell me, get in the pulpit, he gets sick. I told him the pulpit was dressed. He went and found the little bag that was sitting under the pulpit. Hello, somebody. So what I want to tell you, only the anointing of the Holy Spirit will break the yoke of the devil. And you can't let the devil ride. And once you do, it'll break the yoke. And I want you, thank you, kind spirit, to get ready for this year to be a financial breakthrough for you. I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa, that this year will be a money year for you. Now, those that need the tax done, let me give you this number. 678-254-9607. Tell them Bishop Doe to call if you live in Chicago, Detroit, if you live in Mississippi, Arkansas. She can do your tax. All you got to have the right stuff. I guarantee you she'll do your tax. So let me get to you again. This is divine tax anyway. The tax time just started. And look, some of your tax need to be released. It can't be released. The number to call for tax, take this number down, 678. 9607. Call and let her know what you want. The bishop told me to call this number. I need my tax done. I don't care. Just call. You're going to get some information. Adrian, I'm praying for you. I'm going to tell you that, yes, the spell's been broke off of you. And the Spirit told me to tell you to read Romans 8 and 2, Psalms 91, and Psalms 91, and Psalms 91, verse 10. Now, I want to tell you, it's something you bloating, okay? I want you to stop worrying because things going to work out for you. In 7 days, let me tell you what I'm saying. I see a breakthrough for you. It's a scripture that God has given me for you to read. And this scripture going to break some yokes. He did it in the Bible when the man was at the pool. He had to wash. And when he washed, the yoke was broke. Now, you that know how to save your house, smudge your house upside and down. And now, you can go to Revelation, chapter 12, verse 7. There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought the dragon, the devil. Now, Michael and them kicked the devil out of heaven. He landed in the earth realm. And when the angels landed in the earth realm, they had sex with a human being. So that's where the giants come from. And the giants, they all died out. Before they died out, they had sex with women. That's where all this evil that we're dealing with right now is from the giants. You got people that is evil, come from Europe. Because the giants, they was in Europe. Okay, that's where they're at. So they weren't in Africa, they was in Europe. So consequently, the giants had sex with humans. So out of that lineage came evil spirit. That's where that was so prevalent to deal with evil.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's evil. I've got to see in the grind that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the grind. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season to reap what I
say this tonight, real simple, say it's good. It's good. It's good. Say it's working for my good. It's good. Say it's good. Say it's good. Say it's working. For grace, for
God bless you. Get ready tomorrow night. I'm taking the curses off your money. Anybody got the curse on the money, call me. I'm going to show you how to get it off. So you can go knowing, sword, and flood and be a millionaire for 2022. I want you to be debt-free, and I want you to be able to get what you want. So tomorrow night, we're talking about money and talking about the curse that's on the money and the curse that's been put on it. You got to work 2 or 3 jobs and you still ain't making it. And you like you can't get no job because you got to let go of something. Once you let go, bam, it's going to work for you. God bless you.